Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7, the Christmas edition. Today we're going to be listening to music because, to me, that's the way you worship at Christmas. You know, it's interesting that the story of the birth of Jesus is a story that so many of us know. And when we hear someone start to read the account in the book of Luke, we kind of fade away because we think we know the story. And music gives us a way to experience it differently. Different viewpoints, different perspectives. Not any different in terms of its story, but just it brings the left brain side of us to the right brain, the knowledge to the wonderful emotion. And so I'm just thrilled, actually, to be able to do this for you in celebration of Christmas. I think it does more for me than perhaps it does for you. But that first song was by this new artist to me named Tommy Prophet, and it's "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." And it's, of course, about the birth of Christ, but in general, the broader theme that we have a Savior, because Emmanuel means God with us. Well, there are a lot of ways to tell that story, and the next one is one of my favorite contemporary Christian songs. It's written by Chris Rice, and I just want to read the words to you because I don't want you to miss them when you listen to the song. Here it is. Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised. We've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we could have known. But long-awaited holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please, make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Fragile finger sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us. Unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you. Breathe our air and walk our sod. Rob our sins and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself. Peace into our violence, bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born. Unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our side. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world. It is an amazing thing to think that God sent his Son, who was also God. Think of that. The Son of God was also God, who diminished himself so much that he became a man. I often wonder, when I was recently interviewing Dr. Malone, I was bragging to him, and I meant it, that he has such a very large mind, and I asked him the question, you know, is it hard for you to have normal conversation with people? And then it just hit me. How about Jesus? How about Jesus? Was it hard for him to have normal conversations with just plain people? Was it boring? Was he impatient? Not only with their lack of knowledge, but did he have to, you know, when we try to explain things to our children, we have to choose different words. Did he have to do that with us too? He gave up his godhood to become a man and then gave up his life, his earthly life, his physical life to save us all. And that's why songs like the next one have been inspired. This is a French song. It's called Cantique de Noël. The interesting thing about this story, which I think I've told you this story in the past, but it was written by a man who was really struggling with his faith. The song itself struggled. It was part of it was written by a Jewish man who didn't even know Jesus. Interesting that how God uses all of us, even when we're not aware of it, even if our spiritual condition is poor or non-existent, God just uses people to create things that go on to bring him glory and bring us into his presence. And so it is with this song, Oh Holy Night. This is André Rieu and his singers and orchestra performing.
Till he appeared and the soul fell.
Andre Rieu, who I love his stuff. I don't know if you've seen it. He often does it in the setting of a European village with the people sitting in the city square. When you look at the people's faces, they're just transfixed as they listen to this beautiful, beautiful music. Speaking of beautiful music, there is a composition that I crave every year. And actually, I may get a little personal about this later, but I want to just give you some background. You know, George Frideric Handel was a British composer. His Messiah was originally an Easter offering. It burst onto the stage of Music Hall in Dublin in April 13th of 1742. The audience swelled to a record 700 people as ladies had heeded pleas by management to wear dresses without hoops in order to make room for more company. The men and women in attendance sat mesmerized from the moment the tenor followed the mournful string overture with his piercing opening line, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Soloists alternated with wave upon wave of chorus until near the midway point, Cibber, who was a pastor, intoned. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So moved was Reverend Patrick Delaney that he leapt to his feet and cried out, "Woman, for this be all thy sins forgiven." Well, the Messiah has been performed around the globe for many, many years, but there's more to the story. And I wanted to bring the rest of it to you. It's such a beautiful thing. And most secular sources just don't talk about this part of the Messiah. So allow me to read something to you by Anita Mathias. Anita is British, and she grew up listening to the Messiah. I'm not even sure she's living now. But she talked about how her father introduced her to classical music, but nothing thrilled her like the Messiah. There was something different about the Messiah, so she looked into it, and this is what she found. The years immediately preceding the composition and premiere of Messiah were artistically and financially disastrous for George Frideric Handel. In 1737, he suffered a stroke, but eventually recovered enough so that his playing was unaffected. However, the grandiose style of Italian opera, which Handel was best known for, was dwindling in popularity, so much so that after 1741 he stopped composing opera altogether. Meanwhile, he witnessed the bankruptcy and failure of two of his own opera companies in the 1730s. Now, Handel was a shrewd and practical composer. He saw the public's waning interest in the musical form that had been his bread and butter for many years, and started composing in a format he hoped the public would prefer, the oratorio. And just to explain for a second, an oratorio is like an opera, if you've ever been to opera, where everything is sung. Well, this is the case with Handel's Messiah. All the verses, the famous verses from Isaiah, are sung, and they're not necessarily melodic. They're sometimes just recitative, kind of like Gregorian chant, where it doesn't have a melody, remember, but they're talking about in there, I'm coming into this room, whatever. So this is oratorio, and it's specifically usually religious music. She goes on to say he had written 8 oratorios before the Messiah. Then Charles Jennens, a wealthy merchant, gave Handel the libretto for a new oratorio that he fashioned from passages taken from the Old and New Testament dealing with Christ's life on earth and his sacrifice of his own life. Jennens' text caught Handel's imagination, so he began working on it at a feverish pace, finishing it in 24 days. Now, this is orchestra, chorus, solos, everything. During that time, he never left his house, and he barely came out of his room. A servant who brought him his meal said he was praying, or he was weeping, or he was staring into eternity. Just after writing the Hallelujah Chorus, Handel said, "I did think, I did see all heaven before me and the great God himself." One of the most famous pieces from Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus by King's College Chorus. Let's listen.
Hallelujah, 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 for the Lord.
you can understand, can you not, why George Friedrich Handel was in that room by himself in his house for 24 days, didn't come out of the room, and said he thought he saw heaven and the God himself. You can understand that when you hear that music. I want to tell you something personal. You know, God is so good. He sent his son. That's what the Messiah is all about. He sent his Messiah. This is relevant to us today. And not only is it relevant because it changes our hearts and minds, it gives us new life, abundant life, but it of course, then gives us eternal life. I was just hearing the story of Dwight L. Moody, the founder of Moody Bible Institute and Moody Church, Moody Institute. But, of course, his life and work was broader than that. He's preached in London and Scotland and all the great cities of this country. He never even graduated from the third grade. It's a great story. But Dwight L. Moody, when he was on his bedside and dying, his children were there and they recorded the things he said. And he said, if this is heaven, this is just wonderful. This is wonderful. And then he said, I see he had two children that died and he called them by name. I see them. I see my son. I see my daughter. And it was a beautiful thing because you see, when you die and you know Christ, it's a joyful thing. It's the end of, the old hymn writer would say, you put off mortal flesh. In other words, you get rid of this old body and you give that up and you get up, you just get transformed. But in this life, you get transformed. And I want to tell you a personal story. I hope this doesn't sound trite to you, given all, what we're talking about. But God cares about each of us, even the number of hairs on our head. He cares. He knows everything. He hears each prayer. He knows every person. Every birth of every baby is unique. In fact, I should say, Preborn is our sponsor. And I want to remind you, I'm doing a different show today because this is our Christmas show. But if you want to help save the lives of babies, which is really close to the heart of God, go to preborn.com/Sandy. And I want to also mention my other sponsor, Timothy Plan, because they let you put your money where your values are. And those values come from the God we're talking about, from that Messiah who taught us what it really meant to serve him, especially in the Sermon on the Mount. But you put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. And as I was saying, God cares about each thing. I want to tell you about something he did for me recently because it was, I used to be, many of you might not know, I was a professional singer. I was a professional musician. I conducted choruses. Even with orchestra, I wrote music. I was a pianist. I was a soloist. Most people know me as a singer because I went on to sing, if you're old enough to remember. I had a number 4 song on the charts with the contemporary Christian music charts with Michael English. I just want to give you an idea of the kinds of things I did. Music was my life. It was my life. But when I went into radio and then into D.C. to lead Concerned Women for America, I had to leave that behind. I could not be a serious musician because that requires diligence and, rehearsal. And, the voice is a muscle, has to be used. So I really left my music behind. So recently I was looking for my copy of The Messiah. I'll tell you why that in a minute. Well, I'll tell you now. Because I found out there was a sing-along Messiah in another town about 1.5 hours away. And I got so excited because I haven't heard it in so many years. I'm in a place where they don't do a lot of productions like that. And I miss music, especially at Christmas time. And so I was trying to find my copy of The Messiah so I could go. And as I was digging through old things, I found a lot of my old transcriptions, things I had arranged, one of my concerts, the music that I did. And I started to cry because it was kind of a mournful thing. I feel like I really neglected and left my music for other things that God called me to do, but it was a sad moment to realize that I had left that behind. So guess what happened? Okay, you ready? We drove to that sing-along Messiah, and I don't sing hardly at all, even around the house, maybe once a week in church. And that's it. And I mean, just as part of the congregation. So, and when you don't sing, you do lose your voice and you do lose it with age anyway. So I'm standing there and the piano begins and the organ and this is a congregation of singers and their voices were fantastic. And do you know what happened? Do you know what God did for me? My voice was so strong and so powerful, I never got tired one time singing the entire Messiah. I was able to execute it, and I'm telling you, that is a miracle. And I know for a fact that was God's gift to me. That was God's gift to me. If I never sing again, I will be grateful for that night. That's how much He cares for us. He cares for you in the same way. So I want to emphasize that this is a personal thing, this thing of the Messiah. He's the God of the universe, the author of everything, and yet He loves each of us individually. Well, music is manifested in different ways in different cultures. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir is one of my favorites. It's an inner city church in Brooklyn. Well, it's getting a little more sophisticated, but it was mostly Black and Hispanic, Haitian, all kinds of people. And they do the most glorious music. And so this is the kind of music that they do to celebrate that same event, the birth of the Savior. Let's listen to Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Thank you.
right, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Now you know why I love them. And if you're not on your feet dancing or patting the steering wheel of your car, there's something wrong with you. This is a time of rejoicing. This is a time of praising, just to consider what God has done. And also it's a time for perspective. There are songs that are quiet, and they bring perspective to this story. I think this next one, this is one of my favorites. I used to sing this one. It was recorded by 4Hymn. It's called Strange Way to Save the World. And I'm going to share the lyrics, and then we're going to listen to it. It sounds like this. I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him, because never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? And why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now, I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved, there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here, inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now, I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. So let's listen. This is 4Hymn, Strange Way to Save the World.
I'm sure he must have been surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why just an ordinary girl? And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. Jesus had come as he deserved, there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why just an ordinary girl? And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is
such a strange way to say the such a strange way to say the words. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to say the word. Oh,
one thing about the God that we serve, those of us that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son we're talking about and singing about, He never does things the same way. He never is predictable. He's so creative as He was in creation, all the different kinds of animals and plants and stars and fish in the sea. That creativity He uses in life. I've said this before, Satan is sort of boring. He does the same thing every time. His wickedness has limits. In terms of its, design that it takes, but God is limitless. And so, yes, and He also does things in a very strange way. He always does in our lives and in this world. I love that. And, of course, that's Joseph's perspective by for him, a strange way to save the world. I love that. But this next one is that traditional song. It's becoming traditional. It's a new, more contemporary song, but I love it. I bet you do too. This is the one produced by Tommy Prophet. The soloist is Jordan Smith. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with His hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, Lord of all creation, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Did you know
you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7, and this is Sandy Rios. We have one more song, but I want to just say a word to you. Don't miss the real meaning of Christmas. No one loves decorations, Christmas trees, ornaments, lights, more pageants than I do. But don't miss the fact that a Savior was born for you. Some of you don't know him. I know that. I know it. Many people who listen who don't know Jesus, they just like the information. Please don't miss the Savior. In your heart, repent. He will give you life that you never could have imagined, abundant and free, forgiven. Forgiven. He came to save lost, sinful, horrible people like me and like you. It's time to yield to Him on your knees and really, really embrace what Christmas is all about. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Well, here's the last song of the day. It's by Celtic Women. I love it. And when it finishes, we'll be done. I hope that you have a wonderful, merry, blessed, meaningful Christmas from my heart to yours. Celtic Women, Carol of the Bells.